temple. Would you call this place a temple? Yes. How about your house? Sometimes? Honest answer. How about your workplace? Not really. How about your mind? No, yes. Not sure. Maybe. Sometimes. Think really hard about this. We don't live in the time that Jesus is walking on earth, which means we may be able to meet him or talk to him or hear the voice. That's possible. But any of you have done that? Have you seen Jesus walking to your house and saying hi? I didn't see that. I saw some visions. I had some dreams, but not in a physical way of saying, "Hi, Juncho." No, I didn't say that one. So, for us, where is the place you actually, your mind, meet God? Is it here? Or is it here? Or is it here? All of those? Sounds good. Yes, a connective, right? I believe the wish is we want to transcend. I think that's what all religion teaches. Transcend our earth-bound, physical reality-bound mindset into higher realm. So we see truth clearer, and we see the reality that is truly real. But until we get there, we need this and this and also this. Now, if you read the Bible, whole Bible, this is another question, Bible quiz. Isn't that fun? Do you think God is pro-civilization or anti-civilization? Nobody knows the answer?
Both.
Both? That's very safe, I could say.
Pro.
Pro? That's another answer. Anybody say anti? Okay, good. In the essence, I don't believe God is anti of anything. But if you read the scriptures itself very carefully, starting with the famous guy Cain, you cannot avoid to have an impression that God is actually anti-civilization. If you go home and check out the Genesis chapter 4, where there's a list of Cain's children and who they become, they are the father of most ancient technology. Check that out. Built a city, became father of metallurgy or pipes or organs. Not organs, but some musical instruments. How about Babylon? The Tower of Babel. How about this temple? From here to here, what do we say? Is it advancement or opposite? Right? Somehow, God did not like it in the beginning. If you check out what God told David in Samuel, when David was telling God, "God, I want to build you a house. I'm living in a good house, and you're still dwelling in this tent. So it feels not right. I want to build your house." You know what God's response in the beginning was? "Do you think I need a house to dwell? Don't you think the whole universe is my house?" In context, That's how God responds. In a way, God is saying, like, do not try to lock me into small little place. This one's, the difference between this one and actual stone house, you know what the biggest difference is? Mobile, not. Do you see the difference? All natural. Not really. I mean, it's mostly natural, but. So, what was it that Jesus was really trying to do when he was cleansing the temple? Let's go into the text itself. The whip of the cord, quite harsh. Very harsh. It's an expression that, I mean, can you imagine Jesus actually holding a whip and actually hitting people? I don't think that's the image that you have. But somehow God, all four of them, says that he was holding whip of cords. And he drove out cattle, sheep, dove, and he turned over the table of money exchanger. So we need to know what those mean to probably to have a better picture. And that's when I open actually books of Swedenborg. This is the time now I open to see what he calls correspondences. And I find out cattle, sheep, dove correspond to, in very simple way, good. Goods. You're supposed to bring those goods from your own life by cultivating it by your own hands and bring that to God. You don't buy them from other people. So here comes the answer for maybe question. What should I bring to the temple? When I come to the temple of God, you need to bring something. Good. The good that you have cultivated in three different levels, like natural, spiritual, celestial, but also in a very physical way to most spiritual way. The good. How do you have a good? You learn a truth. You see a truth. You perceive a truth. And understand it and live it or execute or do it in your life in a very simple way. And there comes this money exchanger. What does money kind of correspond to? Add. Money corresponds to knowledges of good and truth from the Word. Interesting, isn't it? Money is not a bad thing at all. Money is actually a good thing. But when it's used to purchase goods instead of cultivating them, it becomes something else. So those three kind of people or businesses were done at the temple, inside the temple. And Jesus had to somehow take up the whip and show them his angry and literally drop them all out. And saying, in other three Gospels, he said, my Father's house has to be house of prayer. And that is actually a quotation from Isaiah. House of prayer. What is a prayer then? See, this little story has connection to all. What is a prayer? What do you do in prayer? At the churches, I have heard many comments from especially laypersons that you are afraid to do a prayer or to have a prayer. to say a prayer. What is a prayer? Yes. So, does prayer have to be fancy?
No.
Does prayer have to have those poetic, beautiful lines? No. In whole gospel, in whole Old Testament, you know what is God, what God is really trying to do with us? To connect. You know, how many times in whole prophets God has to deliver this word by means of prophet? Like, listen. Awake. Listen. Awake. Like, almost at the beginning of every sentence or every chapter. Listen. Why don't you listen to me? That's almost a repeating message in whole prophets. Now, if you go to Gospels, there are much difference. Not much. Jesus says sometimes what? The ones who has ear to listen, let them listen. The question is, why? What makes some people block their ears so that they don't listen what is obviously around them flowing? Like, I believe anyone married has that experience probably. Right? Or anyone in serious relationship, you have that experience. Somehow your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend is not listening to you. He or she is hearing what you're saying, but always misinterpreting what you're saying, not listening. What blocks that ear? Mind. Mind is focused in something else. Mind is away from the present. Mind is doing something else. In this temple where it has to be house of prayer, there was traders, money exchangers. So what do you expect? Shouting sound, dealing, and some people are deceiving other people. So what kind of energy that these people were creating in the temple? Just like a marketplace. Not saying marketplace is an evil place, but the temple shouldn't be a marketplace. It has to be clean and empty. Just like when you want to listen to somebody who's important to you, what do you need to do? You actually need to clear out your mind and focus on the person who is in front of you. And actually try to understand not the words, but the intention. Because we human beings, not everybody has the best way to articulate what they want to say. Right? We make mistakes. Some are very clumsy. So unless you actually focus and try to listen to the intention, how can you listen? And that all begins with emptying. In a negative sense, that Jesus had to drive them out. Cattle, sheep, dove correspond to all opposite affections. Affections that belongs to the other side. Affections that makes us to block. To enter God's presence, to listen to what is important. So unless they are cleaned out, there's no reason even to speak. Think about it, really. Have you ever felt that feeling before? Like you're telling somebody something very important, and if this person just listens just 1 second, that may be just enough. But you can see clearly in the eyes of the person that it's not happening.
Yeah.
And you do times maybe 60 trillion, and that's how God probably is feeling. But, you know, God is not human, so God can handle it. I hope. So, Jesus had to clean the temple because it has, as I was asking, three meanings, kind of in the three connected dimensions. Temple as a physical building, physical place, actual gathering of people, like this gathering. When you are here, that's our, you have to, like when you walk into that door, try to put all the garbage kind of outside the door. Because anyway, when you're here, you're not talking to your phone. You can't resolve any of your problems anyway. And you have to be here until this is over. So better to be here. Then, two, temple is God. So your connection to God does not have to be limited by this physical space only. Which means your workplace, your house, your car could be also your temple. And three, in a relationship. In a way, everything's about relationship. Best way to have a relationship is to have clean mind and focus. Focus on the person or being that is in front of you. Give the time, give the energy. It's better to do it that way than try to divide your mind in five different ways and try to accomplish five different things at the same time. So the message of Jesus somehow seems to be divided, but it comes back to one very core. How can we obtain peace and the joy in our mind? How? First thing is, yes, we need to know what are those unnecessary emotions and affections that we have. Desires that we know we all have them. I have them. And I know they're not really helping me. But I've been trying to push it away, but it's still there. Somehow push it away. And try to embrace what is most important to you. I would say yourself, your family, church, but what is the essence that makes who you are? I would say God. God is good. And that is life. This is my belief, that everybody is born to be good. Because we're all born from God. Somehow our mind is messed up. So we don't function, operate that way. The message of Jesus is He will help you to cleanse that. Remember, Jesus was the one who was holding the whip of cord. He didn't tell disciples to clean that. He got a couple of disciples at the time. He didn't tell other people to clean that. He cleaned it by Himself. Only thing, again, we need to do is open the door. And give the focus, give the listening. And the power will come into your mind and clean. And the feeling that you have after the cleansing, that's awesome. I can tell you that. That's awesome. May God bless you all. Amen.